When I climbed out of the nearly hermetically sealed radio station at 7 o'clock that evening, I was tired but serene, and walked out of the south entrance where I saw a sky out of kilter. It looked like a 4th of July evening after all the fireworks had been shot off and the air smelled of bitter almonds, yet there wasn't an almond tree in sight. Bitter almonds characterized the riot season at SIU when the reek of tear gas floated around in shallow pockets and caused the nostrils to twitch. The mood on campus was arrogantly tense as well. Students passed through the wheezy haze with their long hair backpacks and bell bottoms. Most of them went about their business, probably trying to get home without incident. But others were obviously looking for trouble. Like this one guy who was running bent over like a football player who had just caught a pass, but he wasn't protecting a football. It might have been a lid of grass or a stink bomb for all I knew. Typical of unrest on this campus, the only people who knew what was going on were in the middle of it, and no one else knew where the middle was. As usual, Harry was bent over his desk in a solitary pool of light when I walked into the room. The drapes were closed, and a six-pack of 16-ounce Busch Bavarian beer was on ice in the sink. "I figure it would be better to get wrecked right here in the dorm rather than risk another night in the can," said Harry as he closed his Bible and took a sip of beer.
"I'm not going out either tonight, Harry. Look."
I snapped open the drapes, and Harry slapped some beer on his desk when he was confronted with the scene out the window. Police officers in riot gear strode down the walkways, swinging their 4-foot-long batons in a way that suggested they would be more than happy to tap them upside the head of some dirty, long-haired son of a bitch of a hippie-ass student. Light from the mercury vapor lamps found its way through the smoke and reflected off their helmets in an eye-aching glare. Students were keeping close to the buildings or walking around the cops by a wide margin. A couple of SIU police cars were sitting on the lawn in front of the Ag building with their red lights flashing.